Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Charles Gasparino has been with us several times now, and his people contacted Dan yesterday. Was thrilled to see that with the market kind of teetering there, 2.1% I think it was down. And it seems to be over all these fears, vaccine not working, people not vaccinated. Charlie Gasparino joins us. He's the senior correspondent for Fox Business Channel here in Philadelphia. Hey, Charlie, welcome back. Thanks for joining
us. Hey, Dom, anytime.
Well, last time you were here, it was a lot of fun. Dan and I talked about it. You just swerved off into Gasparino land, which is always, we like that a lot.
What did I say? Did I get in trouble?
Well, yeah, no, but you said, would you mind if I go off? And a guest says that we couldn't ask for more. And I think I read somewhere you have done some radio, talk radio. Was it business or what was it like?
Yeah. I used to occasionally fill in for John Batchelor back in the day.
Okay. And, well, you have a talk radio sensibility. That's one of the biggest compliments I can give.
Well, thank you. You know, and then we did a bunch. I did a little talk radio with John, and then I've been on a ton of it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm on the other side. So listen, I know it's different. You guys have to keep going for a couple hours there, right? How long is your show, by the way?
3 hours.
It's an excursion.
Oh, come on, John. It's a kick, Charlie. It's a killer. No, just kidding.
By the way, I'm a huge fan of Joe Rogan. I don't know how he does it for 3 hours. It's not that easy.
Yeah, well, for $100 million, though, you know.
Yeah, good point. Could do anything for $100 million.
Yeah, exactly right. So, Charlie, the market yesterday, 2.1%. Was it all vaccine/COVID related?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You know, stocks trade off of headlines. It was a lousy headline on the Delta variant. I think it's an overreaction, to be honest with you. You know, when this stuff first started happening last year, around February 2020, I remember going on Fox News and shocking people where I said, listen, if you wrote up the market, and this is before the lockdowns, if you wrote up the market, now might be a time to take some profits and go, you know, a portion, maybe 30% in cash, just because we don't know what's going to go on. And, you know, no one knows what's going to happen economically, how bad this virus is. It's just a good time if you rode this thing up to go into cash and to take some of your winnings right now and see what happens. I thought that was good advice because, as you know, the Dow went down as low as 18,000 from wherever it was, 25,000. I can't remember, 26,000, maybe close to 30. And then it came back with all the stimulus. So you made some money if you did that. You know, you made money off getting off the top. If you stayed mostly invested and you bought some more, you did well. And that's all because it was uncertain. We didn't know anything. We didn't know how to treat it. There was no vaccines. We know so much more about the virus now and about this pandemic. And we do have vaccines that are almost I'm missing something. They're pretty effective based on everything. I mean, there was a story out yesterday that said, first it said the UK minister said 60% of the people in UK hospitals had the vaccine. Then they said no, 60% didn't have the vaccine.
Right.
And then they figured out that okay, so 60, 40% had the vaccine that were in the UK hospitals, but the hospital rates are so low. It's 40% of a much lower number. You know, when you start, so if you're going to sell stocks based on this, I think it's not wise, because I think there's so much more we know. We got a decent vaccine, and they know how to treat it better, and this variant isn't more deadly. The unknown is not there. And so there are other reasons to sell stocks, and I think that was underlying some of this. You know, the Biden tax increases, worries about inflation, stuff like that, higher interest rates. I mean, that all could happen. And, you know, just the fact that, you know, the markets, and there are multiple different bubbles in the market given what's going on with meme stocks. I mean, so... And other things, you know, is Tesla really worth where it's at? You know, I mean, you can make...
Hey, stop with that. I'm not the biggest fan. My producer and I go back and forth on this. I think the guy, Elon Musk, and all, God bless him.
You're talking to a Rogan fan here, Dom. He's probably an Elon Musk fan, too.
Okay, well, all right.
No, I'm not necessarily.
No, he's overrated. He's overrated big time, this guy. It's a bubble of some sort. What do you say?
You know, I think he's a really smart. I think Rogan, I mean, I don't know Joe Rogan. So I think what Rogan likes about Elon is he's smart, right? And he is, and he's a futurist, and there's a lot of positive things. That doesn't mean that the stock is worth where it's trading. Okay, so that's a huge difference. That being said, you know, there's a premium put on this stock based on a lot of factors. And, you know, maybe it's, you know, the fact that we're in 0% interest rates and all that sort of stuff. So I'm just saying that, you know, you can be interested in Elon Musk and think he's a brilliant guy and creating a decent product, which he does. I've driven it in a Tesla. And you could also say, Jesus, the stock is not worth where it's trading at, okay, just based on traditional metrics. And we actually had a good guy on Fox Business yesterday, Gordon Johnson. He's an analyst who laid out some of the negative parts about the company. You know, really, I mean, you know, there's a, what you have to do is read the internet. I mean, and you wonder why it's trading where it's trading. So there's, you know, I think you can... It's not binary. You could think that this is a great product. You could think that Elon Musk is a brilliant guy, and you could still think the stock should be half of where it is right now.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Now, I wanted to ask Charlie Gasparino. I am just, my opinion hasn't changed a bit. Maybe it's gone down even a bit more of Jeff Bezos, but on Fox News Channel today, as he was landing it all, I won't say which people there, they were quizzing and saying, will our opinion change of this guy, of Bezos? I find him to be repellent, but he's brilliant in what he marketed here with the boxes at the door. What do you think of Bezos?
Listen, I don't know him personally. I have friends of mine who know him personally and say he's a nice guy, just so you know. Now, okay. The product he's created has been revolutionary. Could we have really gotten through the pandemic without Amazon? I don't think so. I mean, it has made everybody's lives so much easier. And I know you could say it put malls out of business. I mean, you know, malls, there's a lot of reasons why malls went out of business. People didn't really like the experience of going to a mall, just so you know. People initially said it would, you know, Walmart put downtowns out of business. Now downtown shopping areas with the culture and the life. You got to see downtown Darien where I live. It's booming. People are walking around. They go to the butcher shop. They get a cup of coffee. They go shopping. And this is even with the pandemic overhang, which closed some stores. That's called creative destruction. He replaced jobs that were lost at the mall. And by the way, malls are not totally dead yet. And he created this amazing product. And I can't hate the guy for that. And, you know, he makes our lives a lot easier. Now, whether the company should be allowed to dominate every business, I mean, that's a whole antitrust question. I will say this, that antitrust law, the foundations of modern antitrust law is consumer harm. And I don't see where he's harming consumers.
No, I think you're right on that. I thought the same thing with Walmart, as much as I found it regret. I'm a big fan of, like, you have the downtown there, where everything is not homogenized, where it's not
right.
That thing, but it has to appeal to customers organically. The government can't make us do that.
Yeah, and by the way, downtowns do appeal to people.
I
get a cup of coffee here. You go to the butcher shop. You have lunch over here. You buy a book. You go to a bookstore if you want. You know, it's fun. I actually enjoy it. And you know, I found the mall experience to be this sterile, horrible place I couldn't wait to run out of. You know what I'm saying?
Big contrast. Yeah, Charlie. Right. Charlie Gasparino with us. A parting question, Charlie. My producer Dan wants to know: huge dip in crypto over the past 2 months. Is that a safe investment?
It's always a gamble, something like that, that has no real, at least immediate inherent value. The problem with crypto is this. There's an Elon Musk sort of premium put on Tesla stock where you're betting on the future of electric cars. With crypto, you have to bet on the future of the blockchain technology. Now, electric cars are here right now. They're tangible, right? I've ridden in Teslas. They work. So they're actually out there. So you can. There's something tangible to that bet. The blockchain technology is not being widely used. So just remember, it's a gamble. It's a bigger gamble than Tesla, probably.
When are we going to see Charlie? When are you on now, Fox Business or Fox News Channel?
I will be on yesterday I did a bunch of hits. I'll have two hits today on Fox Business. 1:30 and 3:00, both about your favorite guy, Mr. Bezos, I think.
Ah, good stuff. Hey, Charlie, come back anytime, please.
Anytime.
Thanks for the time today. You're welcome. All right, Charlie Gasparino, I could tell Dan one of our favorites, right, every time he's on.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew I hit close to home. He was going to take a shot at Elon Musk there, Dan. Oh, you couldn't allow that. You had to jump into the ring.
You had
to be like that senator. Anything else you'd like to say, Dr. Fauci?
You know, got to protect my billionaire.
Oh, you got to protect him, yes.
Yeah.
I just, look, I think the genius of Bezos, yeah, I get it, all the intersecting to get that at your door. You know what I think it is, because I want to dismiss it a bit. The magic of the box. I see, Ro, what's in the box? As long as the box is safe, where you are, the porch pirate thing, I get it. But there's some, look at this. We're opening up a box when we come home. My God, more boxes to put out. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. You get a line. Bezos, Bill Hemmer, Dan, brought that up and said, are people going to look at him differently now in a better light because of what he did here? I'm like, he gets off with the cowboy hat on of some sort. And all. Oh, come on. He had bigger windows. It was great brand. Who couldn't think about that? You want a window like a story high versus those little portholes the astronauts had to look at. I am bored of this stuff. I dismiss what this will do. I get it. The landing on the moon and doing all that. There were some scientific breakthroughs.
I'm so annoyed with you, Dom.
What scientific breakthrough is going to come through this? There's only one thing they're pitching, that now people will want to go into space, and I heard the ticket will get down to about $50,000. I won't be paying it. I don't want to go into space. Dan does.
I don't think I'd go into space, but I can definitely recognize the cultural impact that a space race provides.
Like what now? What are we after here that's...
Like what? One of the I using maglev technology, I could see them experimenting with, and developing further. I could see them using wireless electricity and finding a way to use wireless electricity to charge phones. Say that you don't have to have them plugged in or on a thing. You can essentially send an electrical current and charge a phone. There's a lot of stuff that it's futurology. It's stuff you probably never heard of, or a lot of listeners probably never heard of because it's not out there yet. But, you look back at what the United States and Russia space race provided us, and it's endless, the amount of technological advancements. So,
Then when you went endless, I started to think, I'm going to go with the Tang stuff.
I mean, Tang's like the weird example, but you just look at everything that came out of computers and technology and there's so much innovation that came out of it that it's crazy to even poo-poo it at all, in my opinion. And looking back, if you look back in history and you see all this stuff, when it was happening, you're like, yeah, maybe I don't see it. But if you look back historically, yeah, a lot came out of it.
Don't forget Velcro. Those shoes, you don't have to tie them now.
Yeah.
All right.
You make fun of Velcro, but how much did that give for handicapped people out there that can't tie their shoes? That's a huge thing.
Oh, man, that was a low shot. I need the senator to bang the gavel down. These attacks are too much on me here.
I think the majority of our audience recognizes the value of having a space race.
Okay. I said going to the moon, something like that. This is just frivolity for a bunch of billionaires, though. We've already gone way beyond what they're doing. I don't see the difference here.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.